Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 5th of May 2024. Original date, 15th of November 1999. Title, The Easy Effort for Becoming Equal to the Father is to be Obedient. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the gathering of his holy swans. Each of you children is a holy swan whose mind constantly churns the jewels of knowledge. The duty of a holy swan is to put aside the stones of waste and to churn the jewels of knowledge. Each jewel is so valuable. Each one of you children has become a mine of the jewels of knowledge. You constantly remain full with those jewels of knowledge. Today, Bap Dada was checking one special point in all of you children. What point was that? The easy way to have Gyan and Yoga inculcated into you is to move along while being obedient to Bap and Dada. You have to be obedient to the Father, obedient to the Teacher, and obedient to the Sat Guru. To be obedient to all three forms means to be an easy effort maker, because Baba, in all three forms, gives you children directions for every act you perform, from Amrit Vela till night time. If you continue to do everything according to the directions you have been given, you would not experience anything to be laborious or difficult. You have been given clear instructions for your thoughts, words, and actions at every moment. You don't even need to think whether you should do something or not. You don't even need to make the effort to think whether something is right or wrong. God's directions are always elevated. So this is a very good gathering of all of you Kumars who have come. As soon as you belonged to the Father, what did each of you promise the Father? Did you make a promise? What was the first promise you made when you belonged to the Father? Baba, this body, mind and money, in any case, Kumars don't have a lot of money, nevertheless, whatever I have is all yours. Did you promise this? Did you promise that you would give your body, mind and money and have all relationships with the One? Since your body, mind and money all belong to the Father, then what is yours? Is there anything that belongs to you? What else is there? Have you given your body, mind, money and surrendered your relationships with everyone to the Father? Have the householders done this? Have those from Madhaban done this? Have you done this firmly? Since your mind belongs to the Father, it doesn't belong to you, does it? Or do you think that it is your mind and that you can use it as you want because you consider it to be yours? Since you have given your mind to the Father, you entrusted everything to Him. Then why are you battling? My mind is distressed. My mind has waste thoughts. My mind is disturbed. Since it is not yours, but something you are entrusted with, then is it not being dishonest for you to use something that you are entrusted with? The doors through which Maya can enter are I and mine. Since even your body does not belong to you, how can you have the eye of body consciousness? Even your mind doesn't belong to you. So how can you say, mine, mine? Does the mind belong to the Father or to you? Does it belong to the Father? Or is it that you say it belongs to the Father and believe that it is yours? Otherwise, it means that you say that it belongs to the Father, but you really consider it your own. Simply remember the first promise you made, so that there is neither any I nor mine of body consciousness. So the Father's instructions are, consider yourself to be holding your mind in trust. Also consider yourself to be holding your body in trust. Do you then need to labour? Any weaknesses come through these two words, I and mine. Therefore, neither does the body belong to you, nor do you have any body conscious I. Since you are obedient, what instructions has the Father given you for whatever thoughts you have in your mind? Have positive and benevolent thoughts. Has the Father instructed you to have unnecessary thoughts? No. Since your mind is not yours, you still have waste thoughts, then you are not putting the Father's directions into practical form, are you? Simply remember the term of being an obedient child who obeys God's directions. Think about whether something is according to the Father's directions or not. A father would always automatically remember his obedient children. Such children are automatically loved and are automatically close to their father. Therefore, check to see whether you are close and obedient to the Father. You can remember one sentence at Amrit Vela. Who am I? Am I obedient? Or is it that you sometimes obey his directions and sometimes move away from the directions? Bap Dada always says that if you remember the one word Baba in every relationship and it emerges from your heart, Baba, you will then experience closeness. Do not just repeat it like a mantra, Baba, Baba. Those people say Rama, Rama, whereas you say Baba, Baba. However, let it emerge from your heart, Baba. Before you do anything, first check what Baba's directions are for your mind, body, and money. No matter how little money you Kumars have, do you look after it according to the directions that the Father has given you? Or do you simply use it as and when you want? Each of you Kumars has been given directions to keep an account of your money, of how and when to use your money, of how and when to use your mind and your body. You should keep an account of all of this. When you daddies give classes on Dana, you explain how you should use your money and what accounts you should keep. Do you Kumars know how to keep your accounts and how to use your money? Do you know this? Only a few of you are raising your hands. They do not understand this. New ones are also here. You must definitely tell them what to do so that they can become carefree. They will then not feel any burden. All of you must have an aim. A kumar means to be light, double light. The aim of you kumars is to become number one. Do you have this aim? However, together with this aim, you must also have the necessary qualifications. If you have a very high aim, but don't have the qualifications for it, it would be difficult to attain your aim. Therefore, constantly keep the Father's directions in your intellects before you act. Bapdada also told you earlier that the main treasures of Brahmin life are your thoughts, time and breath. Your breath is absolutely invaluable. Let not even one breath be common or wasteful. On the path of devotion, people say, remember your special beloved deity in every breath you take. Let your breath not go to waste. There are the treasures of knowledge and powers, but are you using these three main treasures, time, thoughts, and breath, in a worthwhile way and according to the directions you have been given? You are not wasting any of them, are you? If you are wasting them, you cannot accumulate anything. Your savings account has to be built up now at the confluence age. If you want to claim an elevated status in the golden and silver ages, or even if you want to claim a status of being worthy of worship in the copper and iron ages, you have to build up your account for both at this time. You should accordingly consider how valuable your time, thoughts and breath of your short life of this confluence age are. Don't be careless about this. Do not spend your days just like that, because that would not be just a day gone by, but a day in which you would have lost a great deal. Whenever you have any unnecessary thoughts, or whenever you waste your time, don't just consider that to be 5 minutes wasted, but you must save those minutes. According to the present time, nature does her work very quickly. She constantly shows how she plays her part in one way or another. She shows how she plays her part somewhere or other. However, you Brahmin children, who are the lords of nature, have just the one play of the flying stage. Therefore, although nature is showing how she plays, you Brahmins are also showing how you play your parts of the flying stage, are you not? A child wrote a letter to Bapdada telling Baba about the cyclone that came in Orissa. Therefore, Bapdada asks you, you saw how nature plays her part. Were you just watching nature play her part, or did you stay busy in playing your parts of the flying stage? Or did you just continue to listen to the news? You do have to listen to all the news, but were you just as interested in maintaining your flying stage as you were in listening to the news? Some children are incognito yogis, and they have received a lot of help from Bapdada. However, there are also some children who are unshakable, and as detached observers, they helped to keep the atmosphere calm at that time. Just as the government and neighboring states were ready to give help in a physical way, in the same way, did you Brahmin children perform your duty in doing the elevated godly task of giving the cooperation of peace and happiness, those people immediately start announcing that such and such a government did this and so did that. Similarly, Bhaktada asks, did you Brahmins carry out your duty? You also have to stay alert. It is necessary to give physical help, and Bhaktada is not telling you not to, but the special task of you Brahmin souls is to cooperate in a way that no one else can. So did you stay alert and cooperate in this way? You do have to cooperate in this way, do you not? Or is it that they just need clothes and food? First of all, they need power and peace of mind in order to face the situation. Therefore, along with physical support, they also need to be given subtle cooperation, which only you Brahmins can give. No one else can give this cooperation. That was nothing, it was just a rehearsal. The real thing is yet to come. The Father and the time is making you rehearse for what is to come. Therefore, do you know how to use the powers and treasures you have at the right time? What will you Kumars do? Have you accumulated the powers? Have you accumulated peace? You raise your hands very well. Now show this in a practical way. You have to see everything, hear everything, and cooperate as detached observers. At the time when the real thing is happening, you have to be fearless, detached observers, and also play your parts. What parts? You children of the bestower have to be bestowers and give souls whatever they want. Therefore, you are master bestowers, are you not? Accumulate your stock. You can become bestowers only according to the stock you have accumulated. If you continue to accumulate things for yourselves until the end, you cannot become bestowers. You will be unable to attain the elevated status that you have to attain for many births. Therefore, keep a stock of one thing with yourselves. Let your treasure store of good wishes and elevated feelings always be full. Secondly, you have to be able to give everyone whatever special powers they want. Now, according to the time, put your thoughts and time into your efforts. As well as that, become a bestower and give your cooperation to the world. Each of you has been told what efforts you need to make for yourself. At Amrit Vela, think of yourself as an obedient child. You have been given instructions for everything you do. You have been told how to wake up, how to go to sleep, how to eat, and how to be a karma yogi. You have been given instructions for every act you perform. To obey the Father is to become equal to the Father. Simply follow Srimat. Do not follow the dictates of your own mind, Manmat, or the dictates of others, Parmat. Do not add anything to Srimat. When you sometimes follow your own mind or the minds of others, you have to labour. That will not be easy because Manmat and Parmat will not allow you to fly. Those who follow Manmat and Parmat are burdened, and those burdens will prevent you from flying. Srimat makes you double light. To follow Srimat means to become equal to the Father easily. No situation can bring down anyone who follows Srimat. So, do you know how to follow Srimat? Acha. So what will you Kumars do now? You have been especially invited. Therefore, have you been given that hospitality? You are dearly loved. So what will you do now? Will you give a response, or once you arrive home, will you forget everything? It is not that whilst you are here, you remember everything of here, and that when you go back home, you remember everything of there, is it? It is not like that, is it? You are enjoying yourselves very much here. You are protected from any attack of Maya. Is there anyone here who has experienced Maya even in Madhuban? Is there anyone who has had to labour even in Madhuban? You are safe. It is good. Bapdada is pleased. The time will come when the government's attention will be drawn to the youth group. However, that will happen when you become destroyers of obstacles. Who is called a destroyer of obstacles? It is the name of all of you, is it not? Only when no obstacle has the courage to oppose any of you Kumars, that you will be called destroyers of obstacles. Let the obstacles not attack you. You must defeat them. Do you have the courage to be destroyers of obstacles, or is it that when you return home you will write and say, "Daddy, it was very good there, but I don't know what happened"? You will not write this, will you? Write good news and say that you are okay and very good, that you are a destroyer of obstacles. Simply write one word, not a long letter. Simply write, okay. Even the speciality of Madhuban has reached Bapdada. They have sent their charts. These have reached Bapdada. Bapdada regards all of the children as being obedient children who obey Baba's directions. As soon as you are given a special task to do, you perform that by being ever ready. Therefore, Bapdada gives you special congratulations. Each of you has written your chart clearly. Speaking to Daddy. You should also look at their results and give a class. They have written about their stage very well. Bapdada is congratulating all of you anyway. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart. Acha. To all of Bapdada's obedient children everywhere, to all the children who are constantly destroyers of obstacles, to those who easily and constantly follow Srimat, to those who remain free from having to labour, to those who constantly fly and enable others to fly in pleasure, to those who are overflowing with all treasures, to the children who remain close and equal to the Father, very much love, remembrance and namaste. To the Kumars who are especially tireless and ever ready, to those who fly in the flying stage, special love and remembrance from Bapdada. Bapdada went around Diamond Hall in order to give drishti to all the brothers and sisters sitting there. Bapdada has a lot of love for each child. Do not think that Bapdada has less love for you. Even if you forget Baba, Baba constantly turns the beads of the rosary of every child, because the speciality of every child is constantly in front of Bap Dada. It is not that any one child is not special. Every child is special. The father never forgets a single child. Therefore, all of you should continue to move forward whilst considering yourselves to be the special souls who are instruments for a special task. Acha. Blessing. May you be a spiritual rose and constantly stay in a spiritual stage and see others as souls. A spiritual rose is one who constantly has a spiritual fragrance. Wherever those with a spiritual fragrance look, and whoever they look at, they will only see souls, not bodies. So constantly stay in a spiritual stage and see others as souls. Just as the Father is the highest on high, so his garden too is the highest on high, and you children are the special decoration, the special roses of that garden. Your spiritual fragrance will benefit many souls. Slogan: if you please someone by breaking one of the codes of conduct, that will be accumulated in your account of sorrow. Om Shanti.